Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Janie and Wicked are supposed to know what's going on in the world.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Let's see if they really do.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
It's What's Trending with Jamie and Wicked.
Apparently they give a lot fewer D pluses than D minuses.
On 98.1 KMBZ.
But no Wicked today. Wicked's back Monday in his place today. Jason Nivens, Afternoons on the Rock, down the hall.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm having a blast. The first 2 hours have just flown by.
It really does fly by on a Friday.
I feel like I'm at my favorite pub right now. Like this 2 hours in. I've been here for 2 hours. All right, I got two more, then I gotta get home.
Minus the beer. That's what we did not have as an addition around here. You know, you guys get to do that at that end of the
holiday. You keep saying that, but again, it's intercom policy does not allow any sort of drinking on the job.
You give away beer on
we
your
give,
show.
Just because I give it away doesn't mean I'm consuming it in that moment at that spot.
I won't.
I got too much going on. I'm going out of town tomorrow. It's like, believe me, if I could, I would. But I got to hit the Target. I got to hit the bank. The bonk.
This is all very exciting.
I've got to do all these things.
These great chores
before the wife and I and child head out to Southern California tomorrow.
All right, Travis, I need help because there's a lot of sports stuff trending today, and I don't know what any of it is. So tell Jay to leave the studio and that you've got work to do. All right, Pablo.
Bye, Jay. Thanks.
Bye, Jay. Pablo Sandoval.
He's a baseball player for the Red Sox, and he was just put on a designated leave, kind of.
Okay.
They basically don't want him anymore.
Okay, that's a very... Thank you for just boiling it down for me. But they still owe him
lots of money, almost $50 million.
Okay.
And the Red Sox are 3.5 games ahead of the Yankees in the AL East, if you're keeping track at home.
Hashtag Sporting KC. Why? I know that they had a big week.
Because they are playing in the U.S. Open Cup. And if they win in the semifinals August 9th, the championship will be here in Kansas City.
Oh, well, that's exciting. Okay, when would that be?
Sometime in August.
Okay. Let's see. Michael Pineda, I believe, is also sports related.
He is a pitcher who just tore his UCL, which is a tendon in your elbow.
Okay.
So now he would need Tommy John surgery, which takes you out for a full year.
You get these ahead of time?
They're on Twitter.
Okay.
I'm like, we're not making them up. They're just on Twitter.
I'm taking a test without any of the cheat sheets, and you all got cheat sheets over here.
Kansas City Trends on Twitter. That's, you know.
I don't know what's happening.
But I bring Travis in because it would take me forever to figure out all the sports stuff. So is there anything else trending that's sports related that I need to ask you about? Because if not, let's talk about Mac and Cheese Day.
Not that I can think of.
There's the big news out of K-State about the offensive lineman that came out as gay.
Yes.
They came out.
Dan Parks, I believe, talked about yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. I'm trying to make sure I don't sound insensitive. Like it's great that happened. It's interesting because it happened like 2 years ago is when he came out, I think, but they didn't mention it until now, which understandable so because you're going to get opponents, I think, and even non-fans that would lambaste you. But I applaud his decision behind it because it's to help, I think, and you do hear about this. You do hear a lot about boys and girls in the gay community that are in the closet. They don't know how to come out. They don't know how to communicate with their parents or friends or loved ones because, for example, the suicide rate's so high because so much for like, I love everybody, except when they don't meet your standards for what they're doing with their life sort of thing. So
It's also Bastille Day, which is basically French liberation. It's a big holiday in France, and it's trending here because President Trump is there.
If you want to go enjoy Bastille Day, we usually go, we won't because we're going out of town, but Le Fou Frog down right outside the River Market, right in Columbus Park area.
I'm very familiar.
We've been the last like 3 years in a row, and it's just wild. It is a blast.
So I've had some good experiences at Le Fou Frog. I don't consider that to be like a party it up kind of place. Has that changed
It's Bastille Day and it's a French restaurant, so obviously it goes hand in hand. But it's just a lot of fun. It's a sit down spot because they clear out the bar because there's so many people there. But it's just a blast. I got some friends that work there and we've always just enjoyed ourselves. So
fun.
In terms of that was not a hashtag ad. It's just my own personal.
It was just me and you.
Yeah.
And it's National Mac and Cheese Day. So there's that. That's all that's trending, guys. There's just nothing. The world is just kind of sports focused right now, and I think ready for a weekend after kind of a hot week.
So you did mention it is Bastille Day, and right now the French military band is playing right now.
Okay.
And they are playing Daft Punk, and yes. The French president looks very happy, but Trump does not. But here's a little preview of what they're playing.
Yes! Who is that again? That's what he's saying.
Yeah, but they
this
sound
is catchy.
Good. Yeah.
And Trump was not enjoying this?
Yeah, I don't think he was, just by facial expression.
Yeah, oh, and so now we're seeing it on
TV. Is that guy right there the French president they keep cutting back to?
Yes.
You notice he looks like Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine?
No.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me bring up...
Fine pictures. We'll compare. All right. Jason Evans is in for Mike Wickett.
All right. Yes. So there's Alfred E. Newman, right?
Oh, my gosh. You're mean.
Now, why? He looks like the French... president.
You could compare him like to Justin Trudeau or something. Is not what he looks like. He doesn't look like that guy.
Oh, come on! Imagine this guy right here.
He looks like a Hollywood actor.
But look at him, and now imagine, like, you know, when you go to the boardwalk and they do like the caricature faces, yeah. Right? Now imagine, boom, right there.
You're so not nice.
No, it's
his ears
I'm not
are, like way out the head.
Look at the ear. Boom.
No.
Look at the ear. Boom.
The French president has normal ears.
I'm just...
Nothing about those two are the same.
I disagree. Can I get a web person to put these two pictures together? You guys got one of those over here? Because they really do. They look alike. And it's not bad. I think Alfred E. Newman is a very successful man. He's been around forever. Magazine has been here forever.
Now you're backtracking.
I'm not backtracking. I'm saying this guy and the president, they look so much alike. He all just right. needs a little smattering of freckles right across his nose, and then I think, yeah.
He's doing just fine on his own without the freckles.
It's Stifler's mom. I know. He's hanging out with her. I'm aware.
All right. So because I've now known you, you know, since yesterday, we're going to run through. I have 15 questions for you. Again, there are right answers to this, and Travis will attest that there are. You can be on my side, or you can be on Wicket's side. The goal is to be on my side.
Okay.
I mean, the goal is to not imitate him, because nobody would want to do that. That's not something that we're aiming for. So we'll do some of that next. It's 12:14 on KMBZ. 12:19 midday with Jamie and Wicket on a Friday. Wicket's off today.
Is this the Run DMC mashup? Because that's like the greatest mashup.
No,
of all
just
time.
Instrumental.
Yeah. Oh, just instrumental. Yeah.
Just the bumper music version. That's Jason Nivens, who does afternoons on The Rock, hanging out on our end of the building today.
I'm loving it down here, man.
Having a blast.
I'm having a good time. You know? I'm having a good time.
You and Parks
yeah.
already bonded a bit, apparently.
Yeah, we know each other pretty well. We've been out of town together and party together, so we share the same agent. So, I've known Scott for a while, and he's always fun to mess with.
To hang out with.
Yeah.
All right. So just because I just met you yesterday, and I don't know how many of our listeners know you, the listeners are familiar with some of the subjects that have come up on the show recently.
My old grade school teacher called, because I grew up here in KC, so she was proud to know that I'm using my punctuation.
So let's give you a score out of 15 and just see how you do on this.
All right, let's do it.
Zipper merging, rude or proper traffic flow?
It's just proper traffic flow.
We are already, this is why we are friends. I mean, we don't need to do the others because that is the most important one. That's the bonus.
We also, if we don't have to, we avoid highways altogether because the back roads, you get a little more chance to see life, real life.
Oh, I thought you were like trying to avoid police and can drive faster because that's usually, if I'm going to take back roads, that's why.
Well, no. I mean, if you're dodging the cops, you want to get lost in traffic.
That's true. They got to be able to
get
catch
cornered.
You.
Yes. You don't want to get cornered.
Root beer or Dr. Pepper?
Root beer.
Oh, yeah.
This is
Wicket. KCI, one terminal or leave it as is because it's so convenient?
I used to be an indifferent opinion on it until I got the actual tour from a cat named Justin up there. I saw the underbelly. I saw the insides, the outsides, everything. And so we need to move forward on something there for MCI, KCI, something to improve it. I mean, it's falling apart. Bottom line is it's falling apart.
I'm going to put you under the one terminal because you're not saying leave it as is.
No, there's no way. You cannot leave it as. And I know that being here and growing up in Kansas City, I know one of the things, and I know Steve Kraske wrote about this in the KC Star not too long ago. One of the things that's so hard for Kansas Cityans, both sides of the state line, all the different counties, is change.
Oh, we hate it.
Now,
we love it after we get the change.
Man!
Streetcar is the greatest thing to ever happen to Kansas City now. Sprint Center is amazing. Yeah. We love Power and Light.
Yeah,
but before
the change aspect is really hard for Kansas Cityans. But again, We do. When I imagine change happening in Kansas City, I see, metaphorically speaking, like a kid being fighting and kicking and screaming, being pushed and then being like tossed in the pool. And they're like, oh, I like the pool. It's warm. Yes. Oh, this is nice.
Yes.
You know, that's just kind of what I see in my brain. I see a lot of weird things in my brain, but that's one of them.
The latest on that, by the way, real fast, is that Councilwoman Jolie Justice now has started to propose actual ballot language. That was the big question, was what is the language going to say that voters are going to vote on in November? Well, and she wants it to say private financing.
I did read some of that. And what is it? Because I think that's you know, a lot of opponents to it were like, we don't want to pay any more taxes for it. We don't do this, do that. But then they're saying, well, it's going to be privately funded to happen.
But you got to pay that back somehow. But that's going to come from, none of that's going to be public money. That's going to be ticket fees for people who fly. But it's going to be user fees.
It's America. Sex, drugs, death, and taxes are all part of the American way of life, man.
All right. Chicken nuggets for adults. Okay or not okay?
You know, I make
McDonald's chicken nuggets.
I don't eat a lot of fast food, but I do make up the little chicken nuggets at home because we get them for the little one, but I like them.
Travis, how are you taking that answer? That's a very political answer. Travis knows the fight we had the other day.
It sounds like he eats chicken nuggets, and I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I do.
I eat chicken nuggets, but I don't get them from fast food joints.
Well, she says chicken nuggets are for kids only.
I say chicken nuggets are for children.
Oh, for children only? Nah, yes. No way. No, gotta get,
All right. Minus one.
I'll eat cereal for dinner. I eat cereal for breakfast. Who does that?
I don't know, Travis, what do you eat for breakfast?
I'll eat cereal for dinner. Like, I don't care. Yeah, you know? Sure. Like, if it's good, I'm going to eat it.
All right. Yesterday, we did a Twitter poll and took texts on this forever yesterday. What do you dip your French fries in? Yesterday was National French Fry Day. You were tweeting about this also.
Yeah. Okay. So, because I know that Scott Parks would not eat any French fries yesterday. He would have freedom fries, damn it.
Oh, whatever.
But I like to put together the mayonnaise, the spicy mustard, and the ketchup, and make that my little dipping sauce.
What does that end up tasting like?
Fantastic. Like, if you ever had fantastic.
Thousand Island? It's going to be orange.
It doesn't taste like Thousand Island. It tastes like awesome.
So you said mayonnaise, ketchup, and what was the other one?
Mayonnaise, ketchup, spicy mustard. I probably shouldn't tell you my secret sauce.
It has to be spicy mustard? Regular yellow mustard's not okay.
You can do it. It's been done before. I just personally like having the spicy mustard in there. First, you know, you get a little ramekin, and you put in the mayonnaise first, and then you put on the mustard, then you put on the ketchup.
Has to go on top?
That's the way I like to put it together. You can put it together.
You're the expert, so you do whatever you want.
I've been doing this since grade school. All right. And then you whip it together with a little spoon.
You're doing it with your finger. You do it with your finger. I'll try this one now.
I'll let you know how
it goes. It's fantastic.
Or you're taking the most fried French fry and using that as your utensil there.
And tailor it to your needs. Like, maybe you're the kind of guy that likes a little more ketchup in there over the spicy mustard. Go right ahead. You can do that. There's no wrong answer for that secret sauce. It's fantastic.
All right. I need you to pronounce the word for me that follows country club blank.
Bank?
No. What's the word? Country club. The big place in Kansas City. The big area of town.
Plaza?
Country club. Now say it again.
Country club plaza? Or is it plaza?
Well, how do you say
it? Are you a plaza?
I'm a plaza.
When I'm making fun of people, it's the plaza. When I say I do not want to go down there, we're the plaza. You know, like that's for me.
In conversation.
I don't ever bring it up because I never go there. Like, for me, the southern tip of the city is Westport.
This is as far south as you go.
Yeah, exactly. I use it. It's kind of like, do you call it Missouri? Or Missouri.
Nobody calls it Missouri that lives here.
Well,
I mean, really.
If you're a politician, you do. Jay Nixon did. He used to run that commercial, like talking about something, something, something in Missouri, blah, 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 Missouri. Like, I get it. So I think it's just your.
He's trying to endear to the people in way southern Missouri, I think.
Absolutely.
Still call it that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yes, when I'm, do you want to go get a cocktail on the plaza?
Which you never say because you never go to the plaza.
Never go there, yeah.
Those words never come out of your mouth. Yes.
Or do you want to go to Cheesecake Factory on the plaza?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Make a prediction. What happens first? Mission Gateway redevelopment or streetcar to the plaza?
The streetcar. This mission
streetcar happens first.
I mean, the Mission Gateway thing has been going on for like a decade
since I've been here 10 years. It's the Mission Mall was torn down before I got here.
Yeah, and, so. and whatever reason, they keep going through round and around and around and around. So I would suspect that the streetcar will probably hit the plaza.
Plaza? It's the plaza.
Plaza?
Plaza is too hard to say. That requires too much mouth effort.
What, how do you say it?
Plaza.
Plaza?
Yeah. Plaza.
Plaza?
Yes.
Plaza?
Plaza requires plaza. My mouth to make an unnatural
But
move.
You're going to the plaza.
I think mine changes up every single time I say it.
Yeah. It does too.
Because the more I hear you guys say, I'm like, do I say plaza or plaza?
Plaza.
I'm going to the plaza.
Plaza.
You kind of do a hybrid
plaza.
Of the
plaza.
Two. You don't want to commit.
Plaza.
I'm going to the plaza.
Plaza.
Yeah.
I'm not going to plaza.
Most importantly, someone said Jamie must be from Kansas. I'm from Illinois, so it doesn't make a difference.
All right, Illinois.
No. One more. We'll go to news. We'll do more of these coming up next. Please, those of you will remember the day that Mike Wickett had to fill in the states on a map and failed at a really important one. I need you to walk over to the map that is on the wall over there, Jason, and identify for me West Virginia.
West Virginia?
That was the one that he mislabeled on the map, was West Virginia. I need you to confidently, without studying it, walk over there and accurately identify for me the state of West Virginia. Or tell me what color it is over there.
It looks like it's pink.
It's the pink one. Yeah, good job. You get a point for that one. Wicked failed that test.
It says West Virginia.
Yeah, no.
Like at first I thought.
We left the states out. He had to fill all the states in without help. And he missed, he got Virginia, but he missed West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So you're already ahead of the game here. All right, coming up, we'll talk about Uber. And we'll get into a couple of things also like standard tipping. And we'll get to the tattoo story coming up
now,
as well.
So is your speech lazy or lazy?
It's lazy.
Lazy.
Making you feel right at home.
Oh, man, I love me a little Lenny Kravitz.
1233.
Did you ever hear the story about his toilet getting backed up?
No.
So, did you ever hear this?
This is Jason Nivens, by the way.
Oh, hi, everybody.
For those
who
don't know the voice from The Rock, afternoons.
So a few years ago, he was like out on tour or whatever, and he had a place in Soho, maybe like that. I'm not sure, up in New York City. And I guess his toilet started overflowing while he was gone or something happened, and it just flooded his floor, like his loft, apartment, whatever, and then started going down the people below
Neat.
Him. Not the people above him.
Yeah.
That would be amazing if
right,
that happened.
That would be a miracle of science,
yeah,
yes.
It happened, yeah. And then I'm sure you've seen the video when his pants ripped.
Yes. Oh, yes. we'll try to keep you feeling at home here as we go through the music through the day. Get your First World Friday problems. We'll get to that coming up after 1 o'clock. Also, we will talk about the story about the guy with the tattooed face. I think I'm most offended by what the tattoo says. We'll talk about that here in a couple of minutes. But we're just finding out where you stand on some really critical, important issues to this show.
Yeah, I could definitely tell root beer or Dr. Pepper.
It's very important.
That's a hardcore one.
These are the things that we will, you know how it is sometimes. You think you're going to talk about it for 30 seconds, and
sure.
Then an hour later, you're still having the root beer, Dr. Pepper debate. All right.
Compelling radio, people.
Yes, I have very strong feelings about the city of St. Louis. I would like to know where you stand. What is your position on the city of St. Louis?
We took the train out there a couple years ago and went to City Museum. I think City Museum's fantastic. I think that I actually had to I did a commercial for Anheuser-Busch like a year ago or something like that. I had to portray a bartender in a training video. I know, shocking.
Wow, what a stretch.
How do I know how to pour beer? I liked how like in Soulard and stuff like that. I like the fact their baseball stadium's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
I am impressed with their mass transit in the city. I like the fact that, at least to me, it seems like they've tried to do their best on retaining a lot of the history of building-wise, architecture-wise. Because I heard on the way in, the Johnson County's trying to buy up 14 homes around the Olathe prison or jail
and
for parking. Which I think that's one of our biggest things in Kansas City is that we've done a really good job of destroying so much of our architectural history that was developed by some incredible names in the past. Driving multiple highways into downtown is not the route to go in terms of like having a center corridor. So, but in terms of like, would I ever want to live there?
No? I sort of think St. Louis is kind of garbage.
Yeah.
And other than the stadium being downtown and the Hill neighborhood, because I'm Italian and like Italian food, and the North End neighborhood in Forest Park, where they've got some cool restaurants, I think that city is sort of just not necessary.
I feel like people in St. Louis like to portray themselves like the end of the East Coast.
Yes. Well, so I've said this before.
But Chicago is the start of the Midwest.
Right.
You know what
right.
I mean? Like
it wants to. To me, it reminds me a lot of Boston. I like the history of Boston,
inferior,
but I cannot.
Inferior complex.
I cannot stand the attitude of Boston. I don't like that. just that edge to it is just really unappealing to me. At least Boston has redeeming qualities, though. Boston has history. Boston has earned it a little bit. St. Louis is not. St. Louis does not deserve to have that attitude.
I've known guys that are in like theater business, like in terms of like putting on shows, concerts, you know, like that. And I've also known like record execs, not execs, but record guys, record label guys. And a couple few of them had, when they got relocated from the coast or whatever, we're like, well, I mean, St. Louis is the biggest Midwest city. Like, I should go there. And I, numerous ones have left St. Louis, bagged it up just to come to Kansas City because they're like, you know, you guys don't have a downtown stadium and your mass transit is coming along. But like, man, you have that.
Everything else.
All that art. Like, you have the art. Like, art is big in, like, in Kansas City, obviously, with First Fridays.
And restaurants and all that kind of being together.
So they found themselves having more fun staying here. And they're like, you know, forget it. I'm just going to move over across the state, you know, and just do that. So,
all right.
Yeah, God, I mean, I'm not, if I had my, like, we'll probably go back because we like to take the train. Like, your kid loves the train. So, like, you know, we'll probably go back at some point just to do City Museum again because it's a lot of fun. And then, you know.
And then come back.
Yeah, it's really about
really
it.
Really all you know. Need.
I will say, though, if they get that Hyperloop thing where you can go to Kansas City, St. Louis, you know, in like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, that'd be great because, like, I could be like, hey, let's go get some lunch over there and come back, you know, but.
Yeah, that would be the only reason to go. I end up in St. Louis sometimes because I'm from Northern Illinois, and that's where a lot of my good friends are. And St. Louis is the logical meeting spot.
Right.
It just, for no one to have to drive 7 hours, that's the only place to go spend an overnight, unless you want to go to Hannibal, Missouri, which is good once.
Right, yeah.
You know, do a little Mark Twain stuff once in your life, and then you're kind of done with it. Standard tip in a restaurant. We had this big debate the other day. What's your starting line?
I'm a 20%er.
You are a good man.
Yeah. That's. Yes. I mean, I've bounced at a bar. I've worked as a busboy and been a server and all that stuff. And 20% is pretty standard.
My parents own a restaurant, so I have a lot of sympathy for wait staff and what they go through. And I go out to eat quite a bit. I do restaurants quite a bit. And I don't always assume that if there's a problem somewhere in my experience, it's not always the waitress's fault. The kitchen fault is not her fault.
Yeah, but when it's their fault, him or her as the server, like...
She takes the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just kind of does. Do you, I know you're a big Uber guy, do you tip your Uber driver?
Sometimes, give them a couple dollars sort of thing.
Have you always? Because a lot of us, when we first started with Uber, because they don't make it easy, a lot of us didn't.
They're going to start, I think, adding a tip factor to it.
Yep, they're going
to
make it easy for you.
We use Uber like we use Airbnb. Like, it's pretty much everything that we use when we travel and stuff like that. And anytime we've had some really good Uber drivers, I mean, yeah, we tip them for sure.
Okay.
It's you know, but at the same breath, like, we've had some really bad ones too. Like, hey man, that's the oncoming traffic spot. You probably shouldn't park right there. You know.
Do you like it when your Uber driver is chatty, or do you wish they would just give you some peace?
Depends on the mood.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm more of a leave me in peace kind of girl.
Just depends on the mood.
It depends on where I'm coming from. If I'm coming home from the airport, if I've been on a trip and I'm 25 minutes to my house from the airport, I need that time. Kind of to just decompress,
sure.
But I'm not going to tell them to stop talking to me.
Body language says so much, though.
Yes, you know, like, it if really you're
just
does.
And you know, you can even just fake it, just being enthralled in your phone.
Put the headphones on, and or take a call, have someone call me, or act like I'm calling someone else.
Call me.
Have you ever had like a terrible ride in an Uber?
Not yet.
Yes.
What's a terrible ride?
Okay, so
a hit and run.
Wow. Yeah.
Wait. Now, tell what.
I was on the way to P&L, so they picked up from my house. This guy didn't have a GPS. He put everything on a notepad.
He goes,
I know where I'm going, older guy. And he's looking down at his notepad, and he doesn't realize that he needs to come to a stop. Like, it's a red light, and he just keeps going. And he runs into the back of this car, and it puts like a medium dent in the car ahead of us. I'm not sure what it did to his car. And so the guy pulls to the right, and he goes, well, I guess he doesn't want to talk to me, so he just keeps going straight.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I was like, I'm pretty sure we were just in a hit run right now. And then he let us out, and he drove off.
Nothing,
you were a witness.
Nothing like that, but before Uber, I was kidnapped twice by taxis.
Excuse me?
Before, Kansas City used to not have an ordinance that they would take credit cards.
Okay.
So twice I had taxi guys run the meter and be like, you got to give me cash, One of them called the cops. This was at the when I lived in Westport at the Quick Trip. And fortunately, I was able to, like, buy a pack of gum, get $30.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was just coming from Power and Light. Power and Light to Westport is not $30 tab.
No, that's
this dude just left that meter running, and he was going to call. They were, the cops were like, well, there's nothing we can do. You got to pay him or you go to jail. I'm like, he won't take my card. Like, and then shortly after that, they started putting signs up everywhere that says, you know, if your driver refuses to take your credit card, debit card, call this number. One guy, cash. This is when I was living in Columbus Park. Took me up to 7-Eleven. Pouring down rain, and I'm mad. So I got him his $20, and I dropped it outside the door. And he started swearing me up and down. I'm like, hey, man, up yours, buddy. You kidnapped me, bro. It should be like a $10 taxi, and you ran the meter up until I paid you cash. So come get it. Come get it, princess.
All right. Given that I generally liked most of your answers to this question, we're going to have to come back to that chicken nuggets thing at some point. I'm going to let you pass on the flip-flops thing. I'm going to let that go.
I don't really wear flip-flops. These are sandals. These are Hawaiian sandals.
But they show your toes. That's
I know. I need to get a pedicure bad. I'm aware of it.
Wicket just wears like $1 Old Navy flip-flops. Yours are at least... Well, stylish isn't the word I want, but there's an element of
they're comfortable
of thought.
I got married in these things.
Well, isn't that nice? Yeah. That's now that makes me look like a jerk, doesn't it? That I'm criticizing the shoes you got married
in. It's all right. It's cool.
So, but I'm gonna let that go. I'm gonna say that you're good on that. It's at 12:42 on KMBZ. We'll get you First World Friday coming up after 1 o'clock, and we need to come back to you and talk about Kid Rock as well and whether his political aspirations are serious. More next on KMBZ. It's 12:42. 12:47 on a Friday, midday with Jamie and Wicket. We'll get you Dana and Parks coming up after 2 o'clock. First World Friday comes up at 1, so get those texts coming in here shortly. Jason Nivens from Afternoons on the Rock is here.
I think I have it from memory. Tony Flo and the Miraculous Melody Makers.
Huh?
You just played them.
Oh.
That right there. If I understand correctly, let me check again. I'm looking it up. I believe the first band that they ever put together was called Tony Flo and the Miraculous Melody Makers. That's what they called them. Yep. Tony Flo and the Miraculous Majestic Masters of Mayhem. Excuse me. That was the Red Hot Chili Peppers before they became the Red Hot Chili Peppers. They were called Tony Flo and the Miraculously Majestic Masters of Mayhem. That's a long name for a marquee.
Yeah.
So they shortened it to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I'm learning all kinds of little things. Let's see. What else have I learned from you today?
Booger sugar.
I didn't know what. In fact, I was going to tweet that. I'm like, I don't know how to spell that. I don't know what I'm doing there. And then gore porn. I never heard before either. So I'm picking up all kinds of things with you here.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kid Rock, it depends on who you believe, but he maybe is thinking about running for office. And it just sort of depends on who you believe. Because some stories have said, yes, he's taking it seriously. And some have said, no, this is all just because of an album coming out or something like that.
You know, this is the new norm. You're going to have this. You're going to have celebrities. And people are going to go, oh, yeah, exactly, Donald Trump. No, Ronald Reagan.
Yeah,
Ronald
that's
Reagan.
True.
I blame Reagan for all of this. And now the audience is like, we were with you up until then.
Right.
But, I mean, he was an actor for the longest time and then got into politics. So
Kid Rock allegedly is thinking about running for a U.S. Senate seat out of Michigan. And the story that I have in front of me is out of The New Yorker. He's 47 years old. He's from Detroit. And on Wednesday afternoon, he appeared to announce that he is running for the U.S. Senate seat in 2018. There is a Democratic senator who is up for re-election next year, and he would run against her. On Twitter, he vouched for the authenticity of a website that features a photograph of him seated next to a stuffed buck, a trophy case, a framed replica of the Declaration of Independence, and an oil painting of George Washington. And it asks, are you scared?
And then you can buy T-shirts and hats that say Pimp of the Nation.
Yes.
Kid Rock for Senate.
As of Wednesday evening, the FEC had not yet processed a filing from him, meaning we still don't know whether this was for promotional reasons or if he genuinely intends to run for U.S. Senate out of Michigan.
If you notice the Kid Rock for Senate, the link, you click on that, it brings up what you talked about, like in front of the buck and his hat and all that. Then you click on the buy now, it brings up to kidrock.warnerbrosrecords.com. I mean, it seems like a great marketing stunt because people are going to be having this and wearing them at his shows and all that stuff. I personally don't see him going through with it. I think if anything, he's watched, you know, what the 45th president has gone through. And I said this when we first started out, when you become president, you become the half most hated person and the half most loved person in America. I mean, there's half the people are just not going to like you, you know, and like this.
But it's Michigan, and I don't know what the climate is there right now. To know, is he popular as a possible political figure there?
If he really wanted to do something like this, if he really was sincere about becoming a senator, he would be in Flint figuring out
for sure
what's going on,
solve the water,
unloading
problem.
Just mountains of bottle of water to people and trying to get that situated. Because my understanding, and I'm not from Michigan, this is all
Wicked
secondary.
Is. We'll talk when Wicked's back.
But my understanding is that Flint is still in a massive water crisis. Yeah. And that, and it, you know, we get caught up in about, you know, this and that on the television. There's certain things to pay attention to. The next big problem we're going to have is going to be the water problem.
Sure.
Because when you have like a drought in California, but Nestle can be just sucking up all the water to sell back to you for a 200-300% markup. I mean, that's going to cause some, that will cause some serious issues.
How's Kid Rock's career these days?
Well, he
has some free time.
He was part of that whole, you know, rock rap sort of thing. His breakout album was in 1998, Devil Without a Cause. That was, you know, I've always appreciated the rise of Kid Rock. He first came out like in early 90s, late 80s, same time as Vanilla Ice.
Okay, so that's, and both from, isn't, aren't they both from Michigan?
Nah, Vanilla Ice? No, Eminem's from Detroit.
Oh, sorry. That was horrible.
That's okay, though.
That was totally a
But Vanilla Ice, when he came on the scene, was it exploded, and so then I think it was Jive Records was like, oh, we got a white rapper, let's get this kid picked up, and then they dropped him just as quickly as Vanilla Ice got popular and got dropped. So then he started Top Dog Records, which is his own label, Kid Rock did, and he hammered out like two or three albums all on his own. He'd hire promotional kids in the neighborhood by basically paying them in weed and beer and stuff like that. So they would then he started selling merchandise. So he really understood, like, it's not just the music I'm putting out. And so he rose to, and he had one last shot. And that was Devil Without a Cause. Now, his given name is Robert James Ritchie, Bobby Ritchie. Now, his father owned the only Ford dealership in Romeo, Michigan. Pretty well-to-do.
Okay.
Kid chose to go live in poverty and live in the project so he could learn about the streets. And so then he basically went to his dad. He's like, look, I need a $5,000 loan to finish this album. If it doesn't take off, I will quit music and I will come sell cars for you.
Okay.
And then Devil Without a Cause went like 11 million copies or whatever.
And he paid his dad back and then some.
Yeah, exactly.
Many times over.
And his shows have always been wildly entertaining. First time I ever saw him was at Granada in Lawrence. I saw him again down the road in Houston at the Astrodome. I've seen him at Sprint Center a couple times. I've seen him at Midland. It is interesting when I think like punk rock pugilists in the 20s seem to become like super conservative 40-year-old middle-aged man. It's weird how that switch happens. So I'm like, oh, I'm going to be 40. Hopefully I hold on to my punk rockness. But so, you know, for a guy that's unabashedly a little bit sexist here and there, you know, maybe misogynist, definitely a partier, been known to imbibe just about anything
people
he can.
People like celebrity is the problem. People like the name.
But he's also had to recreate himself a few times because, like, Born Free was his more country sort of album, and that's stuff I think that the Wolf plays. I don't know if they play him anymore, but they were for a while. All Summer Long samples Skynyrd and Zevon. But again, if you really want to make an impact, yeah, you could do this, and you know it's going to get picked up, and you know talk radio is going to have conversations about it.
Yeah,
but if you really want to make an impact in your state, then you would go to Flint and make your announcement there with, I'm making an announcement to run. Here's what I'm going to
do for you.
Here's what I've got to donate, you know, whatever. So
get the auto industry, you know, thriving there again. Yeah.
The auto industry. I think that ship has sailed. If we're talking about how international these automakers are anymore, you know, I mean, when you've got Toyotas that are manufactured in America, and you've got, you know, Chevys that are made half in Mexico,
It has an American name on it, but really the parts came from somewhere else.
I mean, but again, you know, most people do the number one retailer in the nation is Walmart, and most of that stuff comes shipped in from China,
right?
So it's
based
like,
in Arkansas, but most of the stuff is made.
My favorite always is every year when you see the American flag that says Heco in China. Heco in China. So it's made in China, shipped through Mexico, sold to Americans, so we can go USA,
cheaper.
USA, USA. Yeah.
Cheaper labor, you know? And then real quick.
where are we at? Kid Rock for Senate. Yeah, good luck, kid.
What do you think? What are the chances he runs?
Kid Rock was on ICP's first CD, no kidding.
Who's more likely to run? The Rock for president?
No.
Or Kid Rock for Senate?
I would say probably Kid Rock for Senate, but I would put, if going to the wager wire, I would say it's probably a
eight to one
shot that Kid actually does run.
Okay.
I mean, I
hope he does.
I would be,
just for entertainment's sake.
I mean, and some people will go like, well, "What about Jesse Ventura?" Well, Jesse Ventura was also a Navy SEAL,
right?
So there's a
and
little
had some background there.
You know, I mean, I get it. He was a showman in the wrestling world and all that. But
aren't you wearing a Hunter Thompson?
I am. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't there a senator named Hunter Thompson out of who was also an actor?
No, I don't. Yes. I've never heard of that.
I can picture his face from Law and Order, but he was an actor first, and then.
Senate. No, I know you're talking about Fred Thompson.
Yeah.
And Hunter Thompson did run for sheriff in Aspen, and they pulled out everybody to make sure he couldn't win.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in the next hour, we'll get you First World Friday. Also, we'll talk about this tattoo story, and I have friends in Alabama, so I follow what goes down there, and they attempted and passed it for a brief period of time, a ban on something that we drink, that when you asked me, we were going back and forth yesterday, what do you drink? And I said, through these four main things in order, the fourth thing that is my drink of choice, they tried to ban in a kind of a backwards way. It didn't last very long, but if you think Kansas has weird liquor laws, wait till you see how Alabama interpreted theirs. So you leave for vacation tomorrow, you got some First World Friday problems, you got some things that we can mock.
I know one that's already being talked about over here in sunny Johnson County.
Great. So we'll get to your First World Friday problems. Also, if we have time today, 90s trends that should come back. There was a piece that was done about that. So, you know, the tight rolling jeans and whatever. If you think that should come back.
No.
What was the hair in the 90s for you?
Oh, God, I used to have a glorious head of hair.
Glorious?
Oh, it was wonderful.
I mean, because you've got, for those that have never seen you,
I also had a big
there's
cowlick.
There's beard happening.
Yeah, my beard, what I've lost in my head, I make up in my beard.
Is that hence the the coverage on the head?
Yeah, I'm always wearing a hat, like most of the time. I need to shave and all that stuff. But early 20s, poor diet and stress just all fell out.
I'm sure that's all it was, poor diet and stress.
Yeah.
All right, Jason Nivens from The Rock in for Mike Wickett. It's 12:58. We'll get you First World Friday next. Kara Marxer's in the newsroom.
Happening now on KMBZ, a deadly week on local roads. We'll have details coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.